the precepts of pure precepts, bodhisattva precepts, they are also very important. So this one, maybe I make use of this condition to share with you again. On the page 2 of our this yellow card, the taking of the bodhisattva vow, then on page 2, item number 3, having developed the above right views, this nature of my vow to always keep the following 3 sets of pure precepts, following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. So this one is an enhancement of the usual Dhammapada verse 183. So here I quote them. I say, to avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil. So I put bracket. The 3 evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are evil. So we have to expand on that. Then the second one, set of pure precepts, is the most important. To cultivate all virtue and blessings, leading to the perfection of them all. So this one, you must hold it well. Because when you have this, it will help you to break all the karmic obstruction. You can invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to develop a lot of progress, understanding. Then when you continue to cultivate all virtue and blessing, leading to the perfection of them all, means you are incapable of negativity already. Then all those like latent tendency or habitual tendency, karmic obstruction or karmic obstacle, they will melt away. That's why this set of pure precept is very powerful. When you have this, what they call vow, means you vow to always keep the 3 sets of pure precept. So the first one is for understanding. And when you expand on it, you become like more wise when you develop the cultivation of avoiding all evil, because you really do your understanding. Then the second one is to cultivate wholesomeness. But when you do it as a vow, to keep this second set of pure precept, you vow to cultivate all virtue and wisdom. When you continue to do that, every life you come, you become different. Because all the virtue, all the blessing that is the base for wisdom to manifest, they will actually arise. And these virtue and blessings are very powerful. It not only can help us break karmic obstruction, karmic obstacle, it can also help us develop a lot of parami and wholesomeness to let us use it to invoke power of merits and wholesomeness for a lot of wholesome things. And it can also help us fulfill our cultivation of the 10 perfection leading to Sammasambuddhahood. The third set of pure precept is we vow to cultivate wisdom, which is the third advice of the Buddha, purify your mind. But to incorporate this part, we vow to cultivate all wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. So this carries the weightage of the first bodhisattva vow into the pure 3 sets of pure precept that we need to develop as cultivation. It is because of my understanding of that, that's why I put it in the yellow card for you all. Then when you go to the miscellaneous vow, you will also have this part. Page 4, 4, item 4. To cultivate extensively all virtue and blessing, these are the additional miscellaneous vow and merits to help support our cultivation, so that we will shine, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mind. when needed in time of trial, difficulties and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. So this is the one, the second set of pure precept can actually bring forth this parami to help us. That's why even when you walk the Bodhisattva way, that is so extensive, you will have a lot of encounter, like you say, needed in time of trials, difficulty and tribulation. So most Bodhisattva, they finally towards the end of their cultivation, they realize all these blessings and what they call virtue are needed actually towards the end of the cultivation to help them overcome a lot of things and develop a lot of understanding and enable them to take across all living beings. And these are understanding that will evolve as you continue with that cultivation. So that's why I make use of the condition today to add this part. So when you go back, the next time you go through the yellow card, our Bodhisattva vow yellow card, you go through it with faith and understanding. Then now you will start to see the whole thing start to like give meaning and manifest. Then you will start to understand why and how. When I actually wanted to share this with you all, I prepared this yellow card